We are pleased to be joined today by Jenna Short with Edward Jones in regards to the question of, is women's retirement at risk and how can women invest smart for retirement? And so being a financial advisor, this is kind of something that you really have to focus on quite a bit, I would imagine.
It is. And it's interesting. Edward Jones just did a survey regarding women in investing, and they surveyed 1,000 women. And what they found is there's a disconnect between what women know to do and what they're actually doing. And so what I mean by that is they found that 7 out of 10 women really feel confident, but 66% of them have never met with a financial advisor. And then when you look at that pool of women, only a quarter of the women that took the survey said that saving for retirement is a top priority.
That's quite interesting. Would you say that just this, and this would be kind of, you know, going back, just, you know, with standard customs, gender roles, how much of that actually plays a role in maybe something like this?
I would say a little bit. What we find is women tend to prioritize short-term family-related needs over long-term financial strategy. Life is busy. So when you have competing short-term priorities like family and health and education and so on, we tend to lean into those versus looking further in the future. And I think part of it is cultural, too. Finance and money really has just started to be taught in schools for like the last 10 years or so, and so that's part of it as well. From my own experience, I see two things. So for the younger generation, I still see that women want to stay home with their kids, and when they make those decisions, we have to have conversations about how it affects Social Security, pensions if there are any, saving for retirement, and even for their kids' school. With the baby boomer generation, we tend to see a lot of women will leave the workforce earlier than expected to take care of aging parents, and the same considerations come into place for that.
So they just feel like that there's no real good time to consider a long-term investment plan or anything along those lines.
Right. So modern-day culture talks a lot about trying to time the market. And really, when you're investing, that's not the way to do it. The way that you make money over time is by time in the market, not timing the market. And so a very simple example is if you have an investor that invests $100 a month for 30 years, and they average 6% on their money, at the end of 30 years, that would give them $100,562.01. If you have the same investor that can only do that for a 10-year period, at the end of the 10 years, that gives them $16,765.97. And so when you're looking at savings, the way that culturally we think about it is, can I afford $100 a month? But if you do the math on that, it's not a $100 a month decision. It's an $83,796 decision, because that's the difference between the two.
It's rather drastic. It's something that, you know, to put some considerable thought to. And when it comes to this, you know, a lot of it is, you know, looking at these statistics deals with, you know, women that are at an older age that, you know, need to be considering this, need to be planning this out. But how about those that are much younger, say from the millennial generation, that down the road are going to be, you know, facing this same issue?
I think they simply need to prioritize themselves. We tend to put our own goals on the back burner to accommodate immediate family needs. And so it's really important to put a plan in place and a strategy to get from point A to point B. And I do think, I mean, especially being female myself, oftentimes we feel like we have to do everything all at once. And that's not really how investing works. I mean, if you work with a financial advisor, we help you figure out what your goals are. We help you prioritize them. And then we help break it down into something that's manageable so that we can help our clients achieve their goals over time. It's not a one-shot deal.
Right, and that's important, I think, to understand, certainly, when it comes to all that. And so what, other than just, okay, you know, come talk to us and we'll kind of help you out, is there any other kind of methods or tips for those that are just trying to seek some more confidence in taking these kind of steps?
So I'm glad you brought up confidence. If anybody's ever read the book, The Confidence Code, Confidence really is important when it comes to investing. And I think oftentimes people, women in particular, don't reach out to financial advisors because they lack confidence in the language. The financial world is an entirely different language if you're not used to it. And that's why you work with a financial advisor. Working with financial advisors, though, it's not just about money. It's about the relationship. So in my world, the better I know my clients, the more I know them personally, the more I can help anticipate their needs, and the more I can help give them a direction. So financial advising, it's kind of like being a physical trainer. You know, physical trainers walk you through their workouts. They help you stay on track. They help give information and support and insight to help you feel confident with your financial future. Financial advisors do the same thing. And then in times of volatility, if you want an analogy, we're kind of like pilots. So you know when you're on a plane and there's turbulence and everybody hangs on to their seat and they're worried. But if the pilot comes on beforehand and says, folks, we're expecting some turbulence, everybody reads right through it, that's our job, is to help people with their expectations and to keep things in perspective for them.
And when it comes to planning things out, you know, long term, it's important. And then I know a lot of folks will worry about, well, what if a major family emergency takes place and causes, you know, a problem there with finances or something along those lines, anything like that, that's unexpected, that's just completely out of the blue. That's kind of one of those things where you got to have to help prepare folks just in case.
Mm-hmm. And that's actually part of the planning process. So what we find, generally speaking, oftentimes with women, it takes an event like that to get them to talk to a financial advisor. But if you're doing proper planning, you already have that catastrophic plan in place for death, for incapacity, and for things in life that can throw you for a loop.
All right, very good. Jenna, I know we're kind of coming up on a little short on time here, so anything else that you would like to kind of go over here today?
If there are any listeners that are really interested in getting more information on this or trying to figure out what they should do, they can go to edwardjones.com/women. There's also a webinar that's coming up on June 26th that they can register for if they're interested for it. But whatever you do, I would say please act, get motivated, and start putting some goals in place and prioritizing them to make sure that you and your family are okay.
Very good, very good. Jenna Short joining us today. Thank you so much for taking the time to come talk with us here.
Thank you very much, Ethan. I hope you have a great day.
You too. Take care.
You too.